07. Let's see if we have any public testimony. We had anyone signed up? Mike Rogers from Lane County. Good morning. Come on up. Just have a seat and state your name for the record and share your testimony with us.
Madam Chair, my name is Mike Rogers, and I'm coming here before you as a private citizen. What I would like to comment on today is the budget for DCBS, in particular Oregon OSHA. And my comments on the budget is that if there have to be cuts, and we understand that there may be, we request that the cuts be fair and equitable. From the statistics that I've received, we find that there are 8 to 14 new managers in Oregon OSHA than there were during the previous administration. The variance in numbers depends upon whether the managerial positions were taken off the organizational chart or through DAS. The department wants to cut a fully funded consultation program. It's labeled the 21D program. And the cut that is there, we received $286,000 from the federal government for 4 consultants for state matching funds of approximately $31,000. Now, there are differences between the federal consultation program and the state consultation program. The differences are outlined in an attachment on the back. Debbie Lincoln had graciously shown me a document that they were going to use to show the differences in the consultation program. She asked for input to this document. I emailed her input yesterday, and the input from what they had to say from the original document is contained in the attachment on page 2. Some of the things that are brought up in their description of the differences are that there is a lot of different time spent by managers and administrators because of the differences in the programs. Mr. Beach, who is the manager of consultation, had changed the program from the way that it was originally set up. The program had funded money for a supervisor for the 21D program, an administrative assistant for the 21D program, and 4 consultants. Mr. Beach thought that it would be more efficient for the 4 consultants to be put under the 3 consultation managers. Therefore, he changed this, and now we are under the 3 regional consultation managers. So some of the comments that are in the questions that Ms. Lincoln, you know, had brought up directly relate to the fact that Mr. Beach had voluntarily changed the situation to what he thought was more efficient. Yesterday, I made an error to Representative Johnson, and I wish that she was here that I could apologize to her. When Mr. DeLuca was talking about Midwest Steel, which is where the $1.5 million in OSHA fines had come about, I had talked with Representative Johnson because she asked about the fact, would Midwest Steel be inspected if they were in Oregon now? Under our present scheduling system, if Midwest Steel came back into Oregon, they probably would not be inspected because they're not on the inspection scheduling list. Now, one of our consultants who deals with construction sent a memo, and I thought the memo was sent to Mr. DeLuca. It was not. It was sent to Barry Jones, who is the manager of enforcement, indicating that oftentimes when he goes on a construction inspection, that compliance officers have been to the same site. And because people who are not on the in construction scheduled list are not at this location, they can't do inspections there. But when the consultants come in, maybe a couple hours after the enforcement inspector is there, they find serious violations that are out of sight of the compliance officer. Now, I'm not trying to cut down the compliance officers because they have a, you know, very hard job to do. But if they do not see the serious violation and people who are on the list are not there, then they can't make entry into the construction site as it stands now. So these are some things that I wanted to bring up. All of us at Oregon OSHA are deeply concerned about employee safety. Debbie Lincoln graciously told me last night about being able to give public testimony, and I want to thank Debbie Lincoln for that. And Mr. DeLuca has very strongly been behind us. And I wanted to apologize for possible misinformation to Representative Johnson yesterday. And Mr. DeLuca this morning advised me that he does not feel that the 8 to 14 manager number is correct. I checked with Judy Signet, and she said from the records that we have that 8 to 14 additional managers since the Pompeii era is the correct number.
Mike, is citizen testimony from, he lives in Springfield, and the testimony, written testimony is before you, and he's also shared some information. He's shared with us that I assume you're an OSHA employee.
Yes, ma'am, I am.
What would you consider as your job title? Line worker? What is your...
My official title is occupational safety consultant, ma'am.
So you are a consultant, and he's just shared with us this information and also shared that Mr. DeLuca and Ms. Lincoln were very much encouraging him to come before the committee this morning and share his concern, which I sure compliment them for that. I've had other agencies where the people at the top say the people at the bottom shouldn't talk to legislators, so I'm very pleased to hear that the people at the top in this agency are encouraging you to come and share your concerns with us.
Thank you, ma'am. They've been very supportive.
That's wonderful. Let's give the committee a little time to read your written testimony since they were at other meetings. But Mike did mention, Representative Johnson, that about the company that you asked about yesterday, and he wanted you to have the correct information.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I would be happy to meet with him outside so I don't take the committee's time to
Thank
repeat
you.
What I missed.
I appreciate that. We'll take just a few seconds because we are a little behind our schedule this morning, and if there's anyone that has a question, we'll wait a minute.